Meow, 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 meow.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter the locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with each unit of radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep the sinful statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Derek? Can you feel it?
Oh, I feel it. I'm feeling it, Lisa.
I feel it too.
I feel it in my fiend bone.
Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo governments.
Boo. Really big bad government right now.
Big bad government? Who? Who's a big bad government?
All of them. All of them are. All of them. They're terrible.
Nuh-uh. Not Fuhrer Trump. I'm loving him. You know, I told you I was going to say this. I was going to admit that I'm a bad anarchist today. And every day since Trump has been elected, I have been just rolling on the ground with laughter at every news announcement. Breaking news, Trump just fired his attorney general for not going along. I'm literally getting, you're fired, like, on the daily.
Yeah, it's, I know. So it's much like- fun. This isn't reality TV. Does he know he's not on The Apprentice anymore?
He is, though. He really is. He was like, how do I top this? I made the best show on television after Seinfeld, and now I got to top it. He's like, what do I do next? Only a total sociopath, you know, psycho crazy knot could be like, well, I got to be the president. I'm going to rule everything. I'll be the most powerful man in the world. That's me. You know, I could do that job. Like, it's only crazy people who can actually think that about themselves. And it's been so much fun.
Are you, it's every day. I don't know what to expect. I'm like, what's he going to do today?
Well, I'm lapping up the tears. The thing I enjoy the most about it, and this is really sick, I've learned something about myself through this whole process, is I'm not political. I'm a political atheist. I'm not on left or right, whatever. You know, I'm for total human freedom. I don't like governments and think that you own your own life. But that all aside, I'm just so enjoying watching the left deal with an emperor that they didn't want. Like, they empowered this state. They wanted this big state. They love Emperor Obama when he goes around and does things. But then when there's someone who's not on their team, they're crying. They're holding protests every week. You know, and good. Like, I cheer this on. Good. I'm glad you're engaged. I'm glad you care about stuff. But couldn't you just lift a finger or make a peep when Obama did the same thing in 2011, restricting travel for Iraqi citizens? Like, hello. The total hypocrisy here is off the rails.
It is. It is so in your face. It's so obvious. And I was pointing it out for a little while, and then I stopped because I felt like I was being kind of mean. And some people were getting mad at me, and I was getting messages from people, you know, people I know in real life, who were like, you're being, you know, awful, and this isn't the time for that, and I'm really scared. And I'm like, welcome to my world. I've been scared since like 2008.
How do you feel about that? I mean, do you have friends who were saying that who are now protesting and all upset, crying and posting on social media every day about how this is Nazism and how the, you know, like it's a total police state. Are you having this experience? Am I totally alone in this?
No, you're not alone. It's a phenomenon. A lot of people have been talking about it on social media, how they're seeing a lot of this. And last week, it prompted me to write an article for work titled, Devastated That Trump Is President, You Might Have a Dangerous Reliance on the State. So it was my way of kind of trying to give the left some tough love, you know, to tell them that maybe this should be a wake-up call for you. Maybe you're too reliant on the state for, you know, security, for, you know, privileges, for whatever it is that they are so distraught about now. I'm like, maybe.
I'm so bitter. I'm so bitter, Lisa. I can't use this as an opportunity for growth or nourishment or like building good human relationships. I'm just laughing at the pain. Like, oh my God, I want you guys to suffer. Because it's a little bit sick, and I admit that. It's a reaction to the pain that I felt when they wouldn't care about these same issues that I've been talking about for the last 8 years, and then suddenly they're so woke, right? Oh man, right. Now everyone knows what's going on. It's like, I'm sorry, I can't take you one bit seriously because you didn't care about this not 7 days ago.
Yeah,
you know, like, this came out of totally nowhere. So I can't take you seriously. I'm sorry. And, yeah, and I'm really enjoying your suffering, by the way. I'm so enjoying that. Please cry more. You know, these people wailing on television and protesting. Like, please keep wasting your time, wasting your money, and really making people hate you and your ideology. Because, like, there's so much winning to be had. I'm loving the winning every day. Every day, how are we winning in so many different ways?
Yeah, like, some days I get upset, and other days I'm like, oh, this is great.
Yeah,
roller coaster.
What kind of bad anarchist am I that, like, on a Saturday I'm all excited that Trump's signing more executive orders? I'm like, yeah, man, wield that power, use that pen, because it's great. It's so much fun. Yeah. So anyway, that's how I've been feeling. I have to get that off my chest. I feel bad about it. I shouldn't enjoy this. It's sick. A little bit sadistic, but it's the truth. And I think,
like,
I'm not the only
one.
It's
kind of the culmination of everything that's been happening for, you know, probably decades. It's like, finally, everything's going to come crashing down.
Yeah.
Like, finally, it's really in people's faces, and I've never seen people, you know, on both sides be so... They're paying attention now.
Right. Well, I guess we all knew, like, the writing's been on the wall that the state is collapsing. It's been in slow collapse for decades, and it's inevitable collapse is nearly upon us, it seems, you know, without anyone doing anything extra to help it. But this is accelerating the process like a bajillionfold in a way I never predicted. You know, I thought, okay, Trump, figurehead, whatever, he plays the presidential role, he'll look the part. But he's been... He's been so active. It's making me dizzy. I can't keep track of everything that he's been doing. And have you noticed, by the way? I hate all this, like, sycophantic Trump talk. Like, this is disgusting myself. But one of the things I've been looking at is his desk. I love that his desk in the Trump Tower, and also now in the Oval Office, is littered with papers. He's got stacks. And who knows if they're props or what? Like, I just want to look really busy. But comparing this to all the presidents in the past, they all have these clean, pristine desks, nothing going on. Obama's kicking his feet up. And Trump's just littered with papers. You could barely see him under those stacks.
It doesn't surprise me. He strikes me as a type that's got stuff like all... I mean, look at his hair. I don't know. He just has...
Yeah.
You know?
His hair's a mess.
Life imitates art. Yeah. He's... I think he's signed, what, like 17 or 18 executive orders already?
Yeah. It's nearly like 20. I don't know. And he's doing it on a Saturday and a Sunday, and he's firing people, and he's tweeting at 3 a.m. Like, this is exactly the most perfect entertainment show I could have hoped for. I don't pay for Netflix.
Or, does he sleep at all?
Probably. Yeah, he's on the Kratom. That's
the
his
Kratom,
secret.
Our Kratom fuel.
He's He doesn't want to release his tax returns because he's actually a Kratom mogul. He has built his empire.
He has
on
a cartel.
Kratom.
A Kratom cartel. Yeah.
The dead bodies that Kratom left behind.
Yeah, really. No, every day I'm like, what's going to happen today? What am I going to have to... Because I have to read news all day for work. So I'm like, what am I in for today? I can't take it anymore.
So
I need a vacation.
You're the media, right?
Yeah, I'm the alternative media.
So you're the opposition party.
Yes, I am. It's been good for us because of all the fake news, you know, on CNN and some of the other big sites. You know, there have been some controversy there, so it's kind of been...
Tell me about that. As an alternative media person, you know, you write for these websites. Well, what's it like seeing the relationship that Trump's been taking on the media?
It's been good. It's about time somebody called them out and tried to make them accountable, because I think it's a tricky field to be in too, because we have so much information coming at us now. It's, you can go to 15 websites and read a story and everything will match or be really close. And you're like, okay, I think I have a pretty good idea of what's going on here. And then boom, something comes out 2 hours later that says, whoops, nope, that was wrong. That was fake news, or, you know, it was, sometimes like 4chan will put something out and
they're get picked so great. Up. Oh my God.
It'll get picked 4chan. Up and people 4chan. Think it's real news. Yeah. So it's, I'm trying to vet things very more carefully than usual now, which is good for me. It's, you know, honing my skills, but still it's kind of embarrassing when there's a little mistake here or there and readers will pick up on it and say, that's not what I read here. And I'm like, ugh. Well,
what did you make of last night? Were you following the news story about the Ontario shooter or the Quebec mosque shooter?
A little bit. And I don't watch TV at all. So I get all my news from the internet. And I probably, I don't know, I probably check 200 news sites a day, something like that, a lot.
And so were you following it?
Yeah, I was following it a bit on Twitter. And I saw people talking about it, saying that it was a Muslim that did the shooting. And I thought, well, okay, that's kind of weird. I don't know that I believe that. Because I never believe the first reports that come out, because they're usually wrong. They'll say there was one shooter, they'll say there was two. You know, usually the facts are not right initially. So I was waiting to see what they were going to say. And then sure enough, today they say, whoops, no, they said it was a white nationalist. And I'm like, well, do they really know that? That sounds like it might not be completely factual, too. But I do know that it was a young white man from Canada.
Weren't there three shooters?
I've only heard one. See, that's the thing. You hear all these different stories, and I usually wait a day or so for everything to come out before I'll really talk about these, you know, these events.
Well, I learned of a new concept yesterday that's called the Coulter's Law. Like, mm-hmm. Ann Coulter proposed this law, rule of looking at the world. The longer a news site refrains from reporting on the ethnicity of a terrorist, the, mm-hmm. the more likely that it's not white.
That's true.
This
with some
sources,
yes.
This is Coulter's Law. And I was watching with bated breath, you know, what, like, tell me about this shooter. Tell me about this person. Who are these people who shot up this mosque? I would love to know. You know, in the context of all this immigration talk and radical Islamic terrorism, you know, I want to know. This is a very interesting thing to find out who did the shooting. Mm-hmm. We can know about the victims. We can know about all the, and they cover it up. The police, they weren't releasing the names. And it's like, why do we still not know a day later? We can know all the victims. We can know all the people involved. We don't know the people who shot them and anything about them. I mean, that seems kind of important to me. And I would just want to know the information. I'm not saying I know one way or another. But isn't it weird how, like, if it is a white guy, that usually comes out right away? And then
yes.
if they're not, and it's like, well, we just won't talk about it.
Well, you guys are the bad guys right now, don't you know?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm hating how I sound right now.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
How are you going to put headphones on over your burka, Lisa?
It's tricky, but I manage. I'm creative.
Did you see the women putting burkas on men and other women at the anti-Trump so-called Women's March?
Yes.
The abortion march.
And I thought, do these people even know what this represents?
It was so cringeworthy. I watched these videos on repeat. Did you see the guy? There was like one particular guy I'm talking about who he had like some beard. He had some facial hair and was pretty gay looking, if I had to guess. And he thought it was really cool that he was putting on an American flag burqa. And it looked totally wrong. And I'm like thinking, dude, if you went to Saudi Arabia or one of these other countries where women are forced to wear this garment and you were like, yeah, dude, you know, I'm showing solidarity with the other women, right? Like, mm-hmm. they would throw you off a building so fast.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that happened at that event that would get them in a lot of trouble elsewhere.
Not that I think that's a good thing. I think that's horrible. No, you know, he terrible. Should be able to wear this ridiculous head garment and parade around the street and not be harmed, obviously. But I think, you know, it's hard to understand the message. Like, what are you trying to say? What is the message exactly when you put on a burqa? Like, I should be covered, or solidarity with women who are beaten if they're not covered? I don't understand.
I don't know either. I couldn't figure out the message of the whole event, and people got really mad at me for questioning. And I'm thinking, this is an honest question. I really don't understand what you guys are complaining about. I mean, to me, just government is bad, period. And it's bad to everybody. And so they're talking about women's rights. And I'm like, what rights are you talking about? Like, who took away your rights? Where do your rights
Shut
come
up.
From? And who's taking them away, right? I'm like,
Shut
you
up,
guys
you
are
sexist.
Just now. Right. I'm horrible. I'm a
yeah,
female.
You
I'm
hate
not a
women,
feminist. Shame on
Lisa,
me. I know. It's terrible.
Maybe if you were one,
it's
you could understand.
It's my white privilege, is what I'm told.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what it is. That's what they tell me. Did you see the other hats that people were wearing at the march?
Other hats?
The kitty cat hats?
Yeah, I saw them. I thought it was weird. Like, so for a group of people who's talking about how offended they are about comments that Trump made in private 11 years ago, you know, for as much as they're blowing that out of proportion, I thought it was a little hypocritical and odd that they would go around wearing these hats referring to their genitals so much. You know, seems like they're like a little obsessed.
They said they wanted to take that word back because it empowers them. I can't
No one's taken it from them.
I know.
No one has taken that word. Like, no one ran on a platform of I hate women. I don't understand where this came from. It's so bizarre. I guess, like, you know, they really wanted their emperor, you know, and she was a woman, and so this guy won, and so that's kind of a crack against all women, I guess.
Hates women, and don't you know that he's? Oh, they called him all sorts of things, and I trying to rationalize with these people, and say, well, you know, is that really true? Because they were talking about Hillary, and I'm like, you really want to talk about Hillary and her past history as an attorney and the people that she's defended and her husband? Do I need to get started on him? Let's talk about him.
Yeah,
and
no, let's talk about the countries. Let's talk about the countries that she bombed while she was Secretary of State. Let's talk about her official job, capacity. Like, was she really caring for the women of the countries that she was bombing? You know, like, I don't know. I just think it's crazy. So but more than trying to convince these people who have it all wrong, I'm wondering, as a writer, as someone who writes the news, what do you think about the future going forward? Like, who's going to write the history books? Is it going to be all this, like, revisionist news? Because we're getting revisionist news, like, within minutes of the actual news being reported. You know, there's all this fake news, and I don't know if the people in the future are going to have an easy or a difficult time deciphering the actual truth of what actually happened in the past.
Right. I mean, it's odd because you would think with us having more information and more ways to get information that we would have more facts, but everything's so distorted now. I mean, like I was saying before, I can read, you know, 15 different news sites, and sometimes all the stories are the same, and you can tell that they've kind of just copied from each other or used each other as sources. But then other times I can read about a particular topic on 20 different sites, and I'm getting a different angle from all of them. So it's pretty hard right now to determine what's true and what's not sometimes. And I think what will happen is you'll have people writing it from all different angles. So it's going to be confusing.
Well, that's great. I think that's great. You know, the more angles, the better. Because one thing that I can't stand is when people are silencing others, or, you know, like, shouting down. Like, I want more, as much talking, as much diversity of opinion as possible, so we can sort this stuff out and find out, like, let the cream rise.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that guy who got punched.
You're listening to Freedom Things with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. but they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com. And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms.
Let the hate flow through you, Lisa.
I keep fighting.
I forgot. It's too early to get controversial. We can't talk about punching people until the second hour.
Okay.
I want to hear about.
Forward to.
You said you talked about it a little bit on the show before, but do you mind bringing up what you were just talking with me about?
Oh yeah. On New Year's Eve, my 16-year-old son got robbed at gunpoint when he was standing in a friend's driveway hanging out.
And you didn't tell him what he should do. He was totally unprepared for this situation, but you think he did the right thing.
Yeah, I do. He said at first he didn't think they were serious, and he stood in front of one of his friends and was just kind of like, you know, okay, you know, go away or whatever. And then
he stood in front of his friends.
So, yeah, yeah.
So as to what, like protect them? Like he was going to take them on in a fight?
I guess so. He said it was just kind of instinct. He just did. He just stood in front of
them. Is he the biggest one among his friends?
You know, yeah, he probably was that day.
He sounds like kind of an alpha dog type, you know.
Oh,
like
he definitely is. Definitely is. Yeah, and he said when they pulled the guns out and said, you know, get on the ground, they were like, okay. So, give us your stuff. And
Was he in fear for his life?
He said no. He said he really didn't.
He didn't think they would do it, but he had to play along.
Yeah. He didn't want
to have to play along.
He said he didn't want to test it because you never really know, and he figured it was the easiest way to just get it over with and get them to leave.
Did he lose anything?
They took a new wallet he got for Christmas. He had just a little bit of cash. They had his bank card, his license, his cell phone, his car keys, and his house keys.
What are they going to do with everything?
Apparently, what they do is try to sell them, but his was locked. So, and then of course we contacted Apple and let them know that. Because he's one of those shiny people that has an iPhone. So,
oh, he's special.
No, yeah.
One of the beautiful people.
He's one of the beautiful people. So we let them know. And, you know, so cool. They did try to use, I guess, one of his friend's phones. The kids, like Apple detected that one of them tried to activate the phone or whatever.
Man, that's so crazy. I think theft is really low in New Hampshire and places around here. So I forget that it even happens. I forget that it's even a thing. It's so bizarre, so weird. The concept of someone just walking up to you and being like, I'm taking your stuff. Yeah.
I would imagine where you live, because probably most people are armed, right?
Everyone's armed.
People are.
Everyone's armed.
An armed society is a polite society, right?
Well, still, I mean, someone pulls a gun on me, I'm not saying I'm going to reach for my gun right away. In that situation, I don't think it would be wise. Like, I don't have a place. I don't have a safe place to draw. You know, if they've pointed. You know, I'm probably going to have to put my hands up. So that's, I don't know what I would do in that situation. So what my dad always taught me growing up in Philly is like, someone robs you, you just give me your wallet. It's just stuff. You can always replace it. You can't replace your life. So,
that's exactly what he told me. He said, you know, it's just stuff I knew that was replaceable and it wasn't worth trying to fight them, you know, over it.
Then again, if they're not coming for your stuff and they're coming for your life, then you got to give them the bullet. It's like,
yeah. I think, you know, in that moment, hopefully you'll know the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I've taken safety classes. And
what about him? Could a 16-year-old be armed in Virginia?
I think you have to be 18. It might even be 21. I don't remember.
Boo.
But yeah, anybody can open carry as long as you're of, you know, legal age.
So why should they target the kids?
Concealed carry, you need a permit.
It makes the our most vulnerable population, children. Who will think of the children?
I know. I had friends who said this to me. Why wasn't he armed? And I thought, I've never even thought about that before.
At least with pepper spray.
Yeah, he does have that, but he didn't have it on him that day. But well, I think that he handled it well anyway. I know. That's what I would like. I tell both of my kids to carry it. And, you know, kids, they don't listen.
Yeah, until they're robbed. You know, it's, right. It always takes until they're armed, robbed at gunpoint, you know. They never listen until then.
Yeah, that's a fun phone call to get, by the way. Mom, don't be upset. Promise you're not going to freak out. And like, how can I promise I'm not going to freak out when I don't know what happened?
Don't tell me that, kid.
Yeah, and then I'm like, why would I freak out? It's not your fault. Why would I be upset at you? I want to like strangle the people who did it. Not really, but for a moment there, yes.
How did he get in touch with you if they took his phone?
Oh, the police. Yeah.
He went to the police?
Well, one of the friends called. One of the
snitch.
Kids with, I know.
Your son's a snitch.
I don't think he was the one that called. He didn't have a phone. I think probably one of his friend's mother did. I don't even know those
details.
Why
didn't he call cell 411 and have the NCAP police show up?
You know, what's funny is I told him to download that app, but it wouldn't have done him any good because they took his phone anyway.
Yeah, quick, download this app.
Yeah, hurry up. Alert. You know, that would have been a good thing to have, though.
Yeah, I have one. Yeah. I have a wristband one. I have one on my keys. So, in fact, if they robbed me and they were like, hey, hand over your keys, I've got a little button. You can get this at GetCell411. I promise it's not a plant or like a product placement or whatever. But they have a little Bluetooth-enabled button, and you press it and hold for 5 seconds, and it sends an alert through the app on your phone out to everyone on your list. So you preset.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the app on my phone, but
yeah, you have the app, but then you can buy this additional thing. It's like a Bluetooth button, and it just sits there inert. But hopefully, I'll never use it. But
yeah,
it's like a rape whistle or something, but it actually calls for help through the phone instead
of phone. That's very clever.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good. I actually have two of them, and I've got one that I keep in my car that automatically is preset to say I've been pulled over, and then I've got one on my keychain that says like the police are at my door or something. You know, like. Whatever is the next most common thing.
Right.
Police are arresting me.
Is that what's common in your neighborhood? Police are your neighbor?
Every day. No. I'll turn the music down.
That's neat. I didn't know they had that feature now. I'll have
so
to look
cool.
Into that. That is cool.
Yeah.
The app
yeah,
is
great.
Brilliant. So very clever. Speaking of violence, didn't you want to talk about...
No, I don't want to get to
not
that
yet.
Until the second hour.
I'm so excited about that.
First,
okay.
I want to tease it, first of all. You know, we all know the Nazi got punched. And we all want to talk about it. But it's inappropriate to start talking about violence and that sort of thing. I was banned from Facebook this week, so it's going to get heavy in the second hour.
Oh, yeah, I
can't
wait
to spill
hear
the beans too early. So
I've never been banned, but I kind of want to be.
You've never been banned?
No, I kind of want to be, though. It would force me to take a break.
You can get banned. I think we can make it happen.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll just start posting vicariously through your page. We'll see how fast you get shut down. I've got some great memes ever since I've been gone. Because it only really leaves me with 4chan and Reddit.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
It's just the best of the internet.
Stuff. Yeah. Do you ever go to Vote?
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, Vote is like Reddit, but less censorship.
So oh, great.
You can get away
cool.
with a lot there. Yeah.
Okay. Is it like Steam it?
No, it looks a lot like Reddit. It's the same kind of format, it looks just like it, but you can get away with more there. They're less likely to censor you.
Oh, good.
Delete things.
Man, I can't stand all moderators and trolls on Reddit. It's like, I love the freedom aspect of, I don't use 4chan, but I just love the freedom aspect of it. Like, it seems like people can post whatever they want, and it doesn't get deleted, even the most vile, filthy stuff. And maybe it should be deleted, but it's not. And I like that freedom of speech, that they respect that you can say things and disagree, and you just ignore it and move on. But Reddit, all my posts, I started out with like 100 karma points or something, you know, because I had been posting things throughout the years. Here's a video, here's a blog post, and people liked it. In one post that I made on Reddit, something about, the so-called Muslim ban, where Trump reinstated Obama's ban on the 7 terrorist countries.
Right.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sure, you know, you were so upset about this 5 years ago when Obama did the same thing, and that got me so many downvotes that I'm in like the negative karma points.
Oh no!
Just one comment. So this wow. this whole I'm still navigating this system of Reddit, but it seems like it's just as censored and controlled as Fedbook or the one that banned Milo.
Yeah, Twitter. I got banned from the politics subreddit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like a week or so ago, I got the message, "You've been banned." I was like, oh, I've been banned?
What did you do?
This is the first time in my life I've been banned. This is kind of exciting. They said I was posting too many articles from one source, like 30% of what I posted. 30%. More, no, a little bit. I think it was, the rule is 30% of your content can't come from one website. I didn't know that. All the subreddits have different rules. So I usually wow. just read the general rules for
that's
Reddit.
A good
yeah,
rule.
I had no idea. I know. So I posted, I think it said 33% of my content came from one site. Of course, it was work stuff, you know, that I was sharing my articles.
Yeah, and that's like, exactly oh, well. What they don't want.
yeah. Oh.
Yeah,
well.
You're bad. Now you're banned.
Bad, Lisa. Shame on me.
Yeah, we don't want your kind.
yeah.
We're going to build a wall.
Build a wall around me. Just terrible. Awful. Mm-hmm. If that's the worst thing I do on the internet, then I'm...
hey, do you okay. like disco music?
Do I? I yeah. did when I was little, I think. I feel like that's a trick question.
When I was lit, what? There's no trick question. I'm sincerely asking. Do you like disco music? What's
weird
about that?
I mean, not anymore. I, you know, maybe in the 70s, my parents listened to it. And I probably liked it. Now, yeah. currently, it's not on my playlist.
I'm hoping for a rotation. Comeback. I bring it up because I think it's coming back.
You do?
I'm seeing it. Yeah, I'm seeing it happen. Those downbeats and the I don't know exactly what characterizes disco, but that disco sound seeming to kind of revive. I checked out this new album. Have you heard of the band Justice?
I don't think so.
Well, Michael's been doing a lot of music talk on The Fiends, and in the last episode he played an episode of The Fiends and was jamming along with the Alibi app where he was saying the Russians made me do it or whatever the different expressions are. So I wanted to share with the listener audience, people who are into music and dig Michael's suggestions about punk rock and stuff to listen to. So check out this album by Justice called Woman. It just came out a little while ago, and man, it's so good. Every album they put out is so good. They're like Daft Punk level high quality electronic okay. music, and it's got this great disco feel, and I think if we all listen to it together, the reason I'm saying this is because I want to help bring disco back. It's a lot of fun, and I think we can do it, guys. If
you
we
think?
Just stop doing politics and start doing music.
Okay, I'm in. That sounds good to me. So would you say the Bee Gees, is that disco?
Yeah, they're disco.
Okay, because I heard Jive talking the other day in the store, and it's been in my head for like 4 days
now.
You and
your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends. You're special. You're better than those geeky nerds who use Android phones. They think they're so smart. But you're one of the beautiful people who has an iPhone. So the Freedom Fiends moved heaven and earth to make an iPhone app just for you. iPhone users are elite, and the Freedom Fiends know this, and we've handcrafted this artisanal app just for you. It's gorgeous, like you. And like you, it's functional and then some. The app is free, and it's called Freedom Reeducation Camp. Go to iTunes and get Freedom Reeducation Camp today, because you inspire joy feelings in everyone around you. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp. Spend some time today in Freedom Reeducation Camp. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp.
Real, real, real. Hey, you know, the one thing Reddit is really good for is /all. There's like, there's a lot of cute pictures of animals on there. I'm seeing the most cute animals I've ever seen in my life.
That's what I need to be doing. I need to spend time there.
I'm sending pictures of cats around everyone I know.
Yay! Send me some cats.
That's been my week. I'll send you cats.
Send me cats.
Do you use encrypted chat? I don't use that regular chat. I'm not emailing you.
Oh, yeah, you can email it to me.
No. It's not encrypted.
No, you need to send caps and
do you have PGP? Yeah. I don't want anyone seeing these cats.
I have a couple of
very secret cats.
I have Telegram and I have Pigeon and
all right, so you have a couple secret chat programs?
Like I do. I rarely use them, though, because I figure I'm already on a bunch of lists anyway, so what difference does it make?
Dun. Yeah. Agent Lisa.
Sure. Yeah, I write under a pen name, and there's no point. Why?
Do you?
I mean, I do.
Do you really?
Yes.
Have you revealed what your pen name is?
Yeah, everybody knows. Oh. It's not a secret.
Oh.
No, it's out.
Well, then why would you use a pen name? Just to be cool?
When I started working where I do, it was recommended by a coworker. She said, pick a pen name. You don't want to write with your real name. You don't want people to know who you are. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
So I did that.
Your articles are so bad.
I know.
You really don't want people to know who you are.
I know.
What's the rationale behind that? That people are going to swarm you on the street?
Yeah, she's just really private and just wanted to keep her work identity separate. So that's why she does it that way. And
I'll bet you're more successful than she is.
No. She's written books and all kinds of stuff.
So what? Do you make more money than she does?
No. She works for herself. She owns a couple of websites. She's very successful.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe she knows what she's doing.
She does.
Maybe you should listen to her.
I'm listening to her now about other things. A little late, but, better late than
never. What are you doing?
That's what she says to me. What's wrong with you? Listen to me.
Wow. Some boss. It's a real expert motivator. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. She's, you know what? Sometimes I need tough love. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You use that expression a lot. Did you get a lot of tough love?
No. Well, maybe. I mean, my parents are from New York.
So they what is tough love to you?
Just, being honest,
brutally
and
honest,
straightforward.
Right?
Yeah, just telling people what they need to hear, not sugarcoating it. Not mean.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing. Don't you just love how it cuts through the BS?
Yes. I would rather that, honestly. I would. I'd rather know. Yep. I don't want to guess. And I don't like passive-aggressive behavior. I just think, just put it out there. I'll do that, and then I'll feel kind of bad, and... I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but you needed to hear it.
Hmm.
Like I've been doing with the leftists, with the election meltdown.
You've been giving them the straight talk?
Yeah, I'll do that, and then I'll feel bad, because I'll get messages.
Yeah, we sort of didn't...
You're so mean.
We didn't wrap that up. Like, I still feel like that's kind of an open topic. Like, are we bad people for not... Okay, I'll speak for myself. Am I a bad person for not caring about educating any of these people or engaging them at where they're at and just laughing? And I think I am. I think I need to reassess that perspective and not just make fun of people, but like try and make progress meeting each other where we are, where we're at, and finding the shared common goals that we have that we want to move forward with, right? Like a liberal society where people can be free and accepted for who they are, and people can travel freely. I think we all want that.
Sure, we do. But I think right now there's so much chaos, and everybody's still having meltdowns and freaking out. Maybe once all of the drama dies down, you'll have...
Once the dust settles. That's sort of my perspective that right now. I think the best thing you can do is go... Instead of trying to engage with these protesters or make sense of it all, my strategy right now is go make a pile of money. Just go leave everyone alone and go focus on producing value for the world. Go do business.
Yeah.
You know? Because when the dust settles, then you'll be the rich guy. And you'll have all
it's
the power.
That's what I've been telling people. I'm like, focus on you. Do what you can do.
Right.
Make your life right.
When the opportunity's right,
Mm-hmm.
You'll be ready. Just go get ready for the opportunity.
Agreed.
I don't know what that's even going to look like. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Who knows at this point?
But I'm not on Facebook anymore, and we'll get into that. It's the best thing that ever happened to me, because I talked about this guy, Richard Spencer, this so-called Nazi, getting punched by an Antifa protester at the inauguration. Oh, man. That's People are not going to like this.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby, hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark, bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi. A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?
Braille.
Was that a purr? This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's low-orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Boo. Boo, governments.
Boo to governments, all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really.
So I want to get into this. I got banned from Facebook this week for posting a picture. Well, I'm not quite exactly sure what it was, but so what happened at the inauguration, this white nationalist named Richard Spencer was punched by an Antifa protester. Antifa claimed to be anti-fascist, hence the name. And one of the guys who was breaking windows and lighting limos on fire thought that it would be a good idea to punch another man in the head for the thoughts that he has. And so he did that while on camera. And his face was captured. And it seemed like he also had a wrench in his wrist. He may have been holding a wrench, probably so as to like break the windows, but it also would reinforce his punch if he used that or hit Richard in the head with a wrench. It blew out his eardrum. It did damage. He has suffered an injury. It was a total sucker punch from behind, hit him in the side of the head while he was doing an interview and was showing off one of his lapel pins that someone had asked him about.
Right.
And so this troubled me because I think people should be able to, like, first of all, I used to work for the ACLU, and I did that because I thought it was important that people have the rights to have, like, freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, even if I disagree with them. And one of the things that was most swaying to me was that I heard that the ACLU actually defended a group of Nazis who wanted to march in their town. And they were like, yeah, they should be able to do that. Like, that's totally despicable. I think they're nasty and awful people, but they should be able to do that. They're not hurting anyone.
Right.
So this guy, I think of Richard Spencer in very much the same way. Like, his beliefs are not my beliefs. And I think he is way off the mark about his assessment of the world, but he should be free to share his opinion, his thoughts freely without fear of being assaulted. Or without actually being assaulted. So I posted a link to a website where someone had posted the picture of the guy who punched him from the video and posted a bounty. So you could add money to a fund so that someone else could identify this guy. So let's say I contribute $100, a bunch of other people contribute money, and then someone comes across this link, says, oh, if you can identify this person, you get this $10,000 bounty or whatever it is. So that it gives them an incentive to say, okay, I'm going to snitch on this guy. He's a jerk. He punched this guy for no good reason, and I know who he is, and I'm going to collect the money.
Right.
So that's how it works. And I posted that on Facebook, and their account got shut down on Twitter, the page that was doing this fundraiser. Mm-hmm. My post got flagged, and it was cited as like extreme content or graphic material of acts prohibited on Facebook. And someone also reported my name as being inaccurate. So because I posted that and some pictures of the guy, he in his private day activities, like, I don't know how I can make this radio friendly, how I can exactly say what he likes to do.
Uh-oh. But,
so some of the pictures of him depict him in a collar, wearing a dog's collar and being held on a leash by his neck. As he is kneeling down, while a woman is holding the leash, let's say. And okay. She actually had an advertisement for her website. So it's like a famous, semi-famous, as famous as they can be, of a dominatrix, someone who enslaves this guy, and he pays her money to do this. Not necessarily sexual. It's a type of relationship, and I'm not going to judge the guy, but this is his private life, and this is what he has out there on the internet. This is what he does. If he wants to expose other people and their lives and what they do, you know, I think it's only fair.
Sure.
So that we have more pictures to gather from. Let's say she also performed some of her regular bodily functions with him, and he enjoys, he pays to have her engage with others. So it's just he is so dominated. Like his entire personality is defeated and crushed and self-deprecating that it's like, it's fascinating to see. This is the guy who employs violence to enforce his own political ideology. He brings violence into the political fold. It's no longer about words. It's about violence. Once you start punching people. So I wanted to bring attention to this guy, and someone flagged me for doing that. Because of the pictures that I posted supporting, like, this is what he looks like if you know who he is. And they flagged me, and now Facebook has deleted every post I've ever made, every picture I've ever posted, every comment that I've ever made, and every private message that I've ever sent to anyone. So if you look back, Lisa, I've probably private messaged you stuff.
Yeah.
It says this comment has been removed as being explicit content or marked as spam. Every single one. I'm down the memory hole. Everything is gone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Know that they would do that. I didn't know they could do that. I mean, I guess it could wipe out an entire account, but I didn't know they could delete everything you had on there, and then, you know, you still have.
Well, it's a carrot and a stick. So the stick is everything's been deleted. The carrot is if you upload your government ID, they will reinstate the page.
Oh, you're
and all
serious?
My connections. So I've got all these groups that I manage, all these Facebook pages. You know, Facebook's a huge world for me. It's a big part of my time commitment out of the week. You know, that I engage with others this way. I set events for our Bitcoin meetups in Portsmouth. You know, so it's a tool I use to make my life better every day, and it's just been taken away. And so I've had to manage with that. And it's like, oh, boo-hoo me. You know, I can't use Facebook anymore. It's been one of the greatest things that ever happened. Can you imagine that? Like, you're an addict, a cigarette smoker, doing something very unhealthy, wasting a bunch of time, and then suddenly someone takes all access to cigarettes away from you. It's like,
so
oh, okay, well, I guess
you
that's
to
a
quit.
Yeah, it forced me to quit, and it's not been so bad. And I found, you know, there's other social media websites like Reddit and others that I'm discovering every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are going to move off of these sites. Facebook is dying. The more centralized or censored Twitter and Facebook and other sites like it become, the less interesting they're going to be. I don't want to be in a place where I get banned, everything deleted, all the things I ever worked for you know, a following,
yeah,
so to speak.
No kidding.
So I'm a little peeved, but it's a mixed blessing.
I could see where it would be. I would be really bummed if they deleted all my content. I mean, I have so much on there, you know, from being on Facebook for how many years? I don't even know. And from working in social media since 2012. So I need it for work, so I'm kind of stuck. But I've been exploring other platforms for a couple of months now.
Would you upload a government ID if they made you? If they made you do it?
I don't think I would. I think I would just start a new account and use it for work, because I have a problem with that. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, but what if you couldn't access your old pages? So like, you use it for work right now, right?
Yeah, I do.
Then it gets disconnected. They say you can't access this until you upload a government ID.
I would probably try to start a whole new account under a different name. Under my legal name.
Yeah, but then how are you going to get access to those old pages that you managed?
Yeah, they'd have to add me. Thankfully, there are other admins on all the pages, so I could be added with my new account if I needed. But there's a lot of other stuff that I would lose that would be...
Yeah, and is it even worth it at that time? I mean, if it could all just be taken away and you have to rebuild it all again, it's like, why waste your time?
Right, and there are other sites. Something does need to come along to replace it, and there are other ones that are trying. And there was one that I liked, and I can't remember what it was called, but it failed already, unfortunately, because it just wasn't getting. I think the founders are working on another project now, but I don't know what it's called. But I use
they
Gab
need that network
sometimes,
effect.
But kind of
Gab.
Yeah, I use it a little bit for work, but I haven't really built up a following or a network there yet. But I probably should, because it's not censored, at least as of now. They're very lenient. There are a couple of things, you know, that are pretty extreme that they don't allow. But other than that, I could build that up, I guess, just in case. Because we're kind of worried about that at work, too. We're worried about censorship with all this fake news talk. You know, now Google is actually censoring a lot. They've blocked a bunch of sites. You know, thankfully, we're not on that list, but
the best part of all this is that the end result of all this banning and censorship and people trying to make my life more difficult is... And trying to suppress a particular opinion from reaching more eyeballs is I've become insanely more interested in the alt-right. Like, I didn't care at all about the alt-right. The words never came off my lips. You know, I never looked into them at all until I saw that some guy punched a person who considered himself off alt-right, and that was the reason. I was like, oh, well, if people are using violence against this group of people who share an ideology, I'm going to look into that. I'm going to see what that's about. Why is it so offensive? And I haven't found anything offensive.
Yeah, I think it's just mostly the media is leftist. And also the people who are more likely to speak up and be offended by things are the ones that are making a big deal, and they're exaggerating things like Milo, being banned from Twitter because supposedly he said things that
because he's triggering
an actress, right?
Because he's a troll,
right? And people were saying that's a big reason that we have Trump as president now, is because everybody was so triggered by everything. You know, this is kind of what happens when people are too sensitive.
It is. It's the it's the reaction. So like if they tried to keep those opinions from spreading, it's like the Streisand effect. When they try and censor something, now even more people know about it. Now I'm looking into the alt-right and following their subreddit. I never would have done that.
And his weird friends.
Yep.
Tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com. Special. You're better than those geeky nerds who use Android phones. They think they're so smart. But you're one of the beautiful people who has an iPhone. So the Freedom Fiends moved heaven and earth to make an iPhone app just for you. iPhone users are elite, and the Freedom Fiends know this. And we've handcrafted this artisanal app just for you. It's gorgeous, like you.
And like you, it's functional and then some. The app is free, and it's called Freedom Reeducation Camp. Go to iTunes and get Freedom Reeducation Camp today. Because you inspire joy feelings in everyone around you. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp. Spend some time today in Freedom Reeducation Camp. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp.
Knows this. Every time he gets another cat, part of me dies.
Do you have a cat in the future? Have you thought of
this?
Yes.
Yes, I have a cat in the future.
Tell me about your cat in the future.
My cat in the future will probably be a ginger cat. A long-haired ginger kitty.
Is that a type of cat?
Just an orange cat.
In the color.
Yeah, the color. Okay.
I'm like orange. Googling this. What is a ginger kitty?
Okay. I like
Why
cats.
Would you put your cat at such a disadvantage?
Because I'm a ginger myself, so I can relate, you know, we have to look out for each other.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't realize.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. No, I had one, and then I moved here, and when I moved to Maryland, I couldn't find... Maryland is such a bad state in so many ways, but I won't get into that.
You don't have to tell me.
I give
you.
So let
I give
me
you.
Cat.
I give you trouble about
no
it every
kitties.
Time.
Yeah. So you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. I'm trying to help you. Listen to me. Get out of Maryland.
That's the plan. That
you
is
need
plan.
To leave.
I'm going to Costa Rica.
Be a refugee.
I hope Costa Rica will accept me and they won't build a wall and try to keep me out.
I'll build a wall.
To keep me in or to keep me out of Costa Rica?
once you leave Maryland, I'm building a wall around it. Keep everybody out.
That's a good idea.
No one make this mistake.
It's really, it's bad. I mean, I'm way too close to the District of Criminals, too.
Does your future cat have a name?
No, it doesn't have a name yet.
I have a future cat, too, because where we're living right now, you know, I can't, I'm trying to feed myself, you know. But once I'm raking in the big dough, I'm gonna have a cat like an evil villain, you know, to stroke when I'm plotting my crimes. And I'm gonna have a cat named Lysander Cooner.
Oh, that's
he's
great.
He's gonna be a Maine Coon. You know those really big cats?
Yeah, I had one when I was a kid. They're great.
Oh, you had a Maine Coon?
I did have a
Maine Coon.
He's
probably bigger than you.
Fluffy, huge cat.
Fluffy.
Fluffy. Yeah, that's what 5-year-olds name their cats.
This is Lysander. Yeah, of course. This is Lysander. And I don't know what his little nickname will be, but he's going to be huge. He's going to be the king tiger of the house.
I like
and
it.
Every time I'm like meowing or looking at cats, I'm thinking about him. Like I know he's out there somewhere, or he might not exist yet, but he exists in the future. Lysander is going to be part of my life. I've never had a pet that I've been waiting for, you know.
That's sweet.
It's really yeah.
It's really
so
cute.
You're waiting for your cat too,
I
Fluffy
am.
Fluffy Jr.
Yeah, I am someday soon. I don't know. I just hear they don't let us have any pets. I couldn't find anywhere.
Do you borrow cats? Have you heard of those? There's like apps where you can rent other people's pets, and it does them a huge favor because they need someone to look after their pet or whatever, and you have a child or an inner child and you want to play with someone else's pets, and then you just give them back at the end of the day.
Really? So, okay, do I go to their house or?
You just rent the pet or they'll drop it off.
I have not heard of this. There's
yeah. You can just rent a kitty.
Rent a kitty.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to get stuck with a dud or a really fat, lazy cat.
I probably would.
I mean, depending on what kind you want. I want to play with an energetic kitty.
My sister has two cats. My sister has two, and one of them hides every time I come over. You think she'd know me by now, but she hides. And
she does know you. That's why she hides.
Touché. That probably is why. And the other one's really friendly. And my daughter has two cats, and one of them is named after a villain. He's Lex.
Dr. Robotnik.
No, he's a Russian blue, really pretty Lex.
Russian
Lex
blue?
Yeah.
Is he blue?
Well, they're like a grayish color, but they look a little bit blue. He's pretty.
It's Russian blue. Yes. It's gray.
Russian, it is like a slate gray color.
just like Russian green and Russian purple. It's gray.
Yeah.
Russia's very bleak.
It is.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, he tried to kill me when he was a kitten. I went to visit, and I had to sleep in the same room with him, and he was really scary. I was like, this cat is insane. Something's wrong with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried to murder me in my sleep a few times. She says I was exaggerating, but I really don't think so. I think he's a little sketchy.
So, like, sometimes when women are wanting a baby, they'll look at other women who have babies, and they'll ask to hold other people's babies. Are you getting involved in this way with other people's pets and cats?
Yeah,
like,
I am.
Sitting in the park bench and admiring other people's kitties.
It's Facebook all day. It's cats, 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 cats. It's just rubbing into my face, taunting me. It's so unfair. It's just another reason to leave Facebook.
No, don't. Well, yeah, leave Facebook, but also leave Maryland. Go get yourself a cat.
Okay.
And be happy.
I will.
Then you'll take pictures.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Lisa. Yeah, there you go.
I prefer to hisk.
Ooh, wow, nasty kitty.
I can do a monkey sound that's terrifying, but I have stage fright. I can't
do it. Come on.
It's so horrifying.
Now you said it.
Now I'm like a deer in headlights. I can't. I'll have to do it when you don't expect it.
I'm not gonna talk until you make a monkey noise. I'm shutting up right now.
I can't do it on demand. It's one of those things that just has to spontaneously happen.
You're not helping.
Otherwise, it's just terrible.
You're just going to keep avoiding it, but I'm going to just wait here silently.
Yeah, what were we talking about before?
We were talking about making monkey noises.
Were we?
And how good you are at that. I don't believe you.
Did I say that?
Yeah. So, you know, here's your opportunity.
It's so scary.
You have the floor.
I will never live this down if I do this. I should not have said anything. It's so bad. We'll probably get kicked off 3 stations. I can't do it. I can't do it. Are you really late? You're really doing this. You're going to make me do this. That's so unfair. Don't do this to me.
This is your conscience. Lisa,
no, really,
you've gone
can't.
Too far.
I know I have. I have gone too far.
You again. Can't backpedal from this one, Lisa.
Are
this
you
is
sure?
your conscience.
Are you sure?
You have to make the monkey noise. You've been waiting your whole life for this one moment on radio to give the people what they've been demanding.
It's been a long time. I'm out of practice, so it's probably.
Oh, come on.
Rusty.
Enough with the excuses.
We should save
Don't
it
let
for
us down.
Day.
This is so much buildup. Just
That's
please.
What I mean. Now there's so much buildup that it's going to be bad, and it's going to be that. I'm going to be known
no,
for
no,
that
it'll be
forever
great.
Now.
It'll be great.
It's gonna
Everyone
be
will love it. Go ahead.
I don't
Go ahead,
think
Lisa.
I can do
don't
it.
Be embarrassed.
I think I'm a little too hoarse tonight.
Don't be afraid.
I have
it's
allergies.
Okay.
A little too scratchy. I'm too raspy. It's raspy monkeys don't sound good.
All right. Well, if we're not going to talk about this, let's talk about your relationships.
Oh, I don't have one. So that's fine. We can talk about my non-existent.
You're not in any relationships?
No.
Is that a problem for you?
No. I'm quite happy.
What,
yes.
are you a nun?
I might as well be. No, I have stuff to do. I'm busy. I don't have time.
Stuff to do?
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, have, nobody else has stuff to do.
I have writing to do.
All those people with relationships, they don't do any stuff.
I have goals. I want to move to Costa Rica. Why would I get in a relationship when I'm just going to move in 2 years?
You don't want to be with, you know, I mean, you don't want to be with somebody? You don't feel like a longing? Like,
No. I'm old.
That's fascinating. This good for you.
On that.
Yeah, I'm jealous, honestly. I'm trying to provoke you to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I miss it. But it's like, no, if you're happy and comfortable with where you're at, like, that's the best possible scenario, whether you're partnered or not.
Yeah.
You're happy with yourself. You're happy with your life. You're happy where you're at. Like, God bless.
It's a long time coming for me. You know, I was always the person who was always in a relationship. I was married for a long time. And then I had a long relationship after that. And I just think
you're like a serial monogamous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think it's just time for me to, you know, get things done now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You find you're more productive, too. You mentioned that a lot.
Yeah, I am. I'm getting. Yeah.
You think your relationships were a big time suck for you?
They
pulled away from your career?
I don't know if it's that. I think I can balance things pretty well, but it's just that this is where I am now and I'm just making the best of it. And I look at it like if it's something's meant to happen, it'll come along and happen. I'm not looking for it. I'm not waiting for it. I'm fine either way. And this is big for me because I've always been the kind of person who was happier with somebody. So I'm finally at the point now where I'm like, you know what? It's good. Like, you know, I'm not distracted. I'm working out a lot. And
all right. You work out a lot?
I do. Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I used to be a personal trainer. I used to power lift, too.
Ew. Believe all right, not, that's too me. Far. No.
I wasn't big, though. I mean, I'm 5'1", and I probably weighed all of 120 pounds when I was
all right, then that's acceptable.
Yeah, not
you know
like...
what I'm talking about, though. Those She-Hulks.
I didn't look like Arnold. No, I've never looked like that.
Give me a break.
Nobody.
Spare me.
Yeah.
Don't these people have mirrors?
No, it's always been about being strong and challenging myself and
that's
being healthy.
Good.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. And yeah. I used to help people quit smoking for a living, and I'm thinking about doing some of that again.
Thinking about starting up smoking?
No, helping people quit. I used to help people quit for a living.
How do you do that? How can they take you seriously if you never smoked? Like, what do you know?
They do. And what I tell them is everybody has a vice, right? Everybody has something. For me,
so what's
you're
yours?
Probably going to laugh. Oh, it's chocolate. It's ridiculous.
Seriously? You're not
yes.
fat. How can your vice be chocolate?
Because I know how to do moderation.
Well, then that's not a vice.
It still is. Believe me, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. And I like Ritter Sport chocolate, and my sister bought me 8 bars for Christmas.
What a jerk. And
I know. I was like, what?
Doesn't she know? I mean, that's like giving cocaine to an addict.
I know. She can do moderation. She doesn't have the problem, so she doesn't fully understand, I don't think.
So why is it a problem for you?
I just really like it. I always have. It's just...
Why can't you control yourself around chocolate?
I can. I just don't want to. If it's there, I want to... I mean, I work from home, so I'm sitting here all day, and if it's in the kitchen, it's calling to me. And now that I've bared my soul for the whole world to hear.
Yeah. Well, I asked because my partner was away for a week, and it was like, we do everything together. I've always been a loner, a solitary person. I never wanted to hang out with people. I'm an introvert, and I'm very happy with myself and where I'm at. And I was single for a long time. And along came a relationship. I had, you know, several relationships that lasted a year or two, and came across this wonderful guy at Porkfest. My partner, Steven, who I've been with like a year and a half now. And we do everything together. We started a business together, so we work together out of the same office in our house where we spend all of our time together. We work out together. We go to yoga together. It's like every waking minute, our social activities of Bitcoin outreach or you go into the club, you know, we do everything. And
you look
so
really happy together.
We're so happy. I'm so in love. I'm like just aww, crazy, sweet. Head over heels. He's the greatest guy. I picked him up at the airport today and brought him some flowers. And you
aww,
know,
that's we so sweet. Home.
It was awesome. And
that's great.
So we're just so happy. But him being away was a real like shock to the system because I had become like one of those people. What do they call it? Codependent.
Where, yeah.
you know, where you like need the other person to be there because the pattern is so ingrained of like, I woke up in the morning, I don't know what to do. I'm like, do I make breakfast? Do I start my work? Like,
that's good. It sounds like yours is a healthy codependence though. It's not, you know, unhealthy. It sounds like you just really missed him. That's
yeah,
good.
I just really missed him. Right. But it's on the verge of unhealthy. I had to examine that a little bit and see, like, I don't know. I wanted to get some advice from other people. Have you been through this? Is it, because it could be like an addiction, and it can rob you of your own personal sense of identity, right? Like, that's, I don't want to mold. I don't want to become him, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be my own man.
That could happen. I mean, that happened with my marriage. I sort of took on everything.
You started to become him?
I sort of, well, it was all about him. He's a chiropractor and I helped him run his office and my whole world became that. And then when we split, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Because not only did I lose the relationship and my whole pattern and my lifestyle, my career had to change too. So
yeah,
I get it. Yeah. But it sounds like I think you should just go with it right now. And just enjoy being happy.
Yeah, I am. We also, it's the first time I've been in an open relationship. And we have not really, you know, that's just the way we define it. Like, we could each have relationships with other people if we want to. And we really haven't. It hasn't factored much into our relationship. It's just we have an acknowledgement that we don't own each other. There's no responsibility for me to not find romance with others, and likewise there's no obligation for him to stay attached to me. I have to earn this relationship every day. You know, I have to be the best person I can be so that I still attract him despite all of the others who are there available to him.
You know what, I was gonna say that I think that might be a good approach to have, because you're always on, you're not letting yourself go. You're not slacking.
I'm not getting complacent, you know?
Yes, exactly.
I got to do the work. I got to bring the flowers. You know, I got to keep right. The house clean. I got to keep myself healthy and fit and groomed and, you know, all the stuff.
That's
so, yeah.
Perspective.
Yeah. Well, I bring that up because, so while he was away, we're starting to think about, like, you know, are you going to be seeing other people? Are you going to be on Grindr? And he tried to have this date with this guy who got wrapped up. Like, he wanted to go have a date with a guy. I heard, that's great. You know, you're going out to a comedy club together. You go out dancing. You go have a drink. Like, who doesn't want to be friends and meet a great guy and go on a date? That sounds like fun. But this guy got all, I don't know. What the word is a scaredy cat about it. Because he was like, oh, you're in a relationship. I don't want to, you know, he didn't want to intrude, or he felt uncomfortable. Here's a situation where I'm comfortable with it. He's comfortable with it. And here's this other guy who's not comfortable. That's fair. But it's like, hey, if we're comfortable, shouldn't you be?
Maybe he was afraid he was really going to like him and not be able to have him.
Yeah, but have
it
him.
Could be.
He shouldn't be able to have him. Nobody has each other.
Well,
that's my point.
Know, some people don't like to share. You know, people get possessive.
Yeah, but they that's what I'm saying. Is like, I think that's wrong. That's my whole point. That my whole point about bringing this up and asking about relationships. Like, we don't. If we're talking about governments shouldn't own people. Like, then we really shouldn't own people in our own personal relationships.
I so agree. And that's a challenge that I've had with people too in the past is, you know, you could be just getting to know somebody in the early stages and just talking casually, and they, a lot of them go right to being possessive right away. And it's like, I didn't sign up for this. I don't even know you. I'm pretty slow to warm up with people. I like to get to know them for a while before.
Like with flirting, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a little, I like to be friends first and really get to know somebody.
Friend zoned.
Well, some of my best relationships have started that way.
Yeah, I always hear that, but guys seem to be pretty upset about this friend zone thing.
Well,
it can be
a good thing. It can be a good thing.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
When the final element issues, it's not good on you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on jeep,
and Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, then gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, then gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, then gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, then gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If a real true fiend, then gotta collect them all.
Lisa.
All right, Derek.
Redemption. Okay. Redemption time. We've talked about a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is good and some of it is bad.
Yes.
Let's leave on a happy note. How are we going to wrap this up with a bow and sugar on top?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any ideas? I have funny onion articles, but
okay, that sounds like fun.
You're so much more interesting than articles, but
yeah, I'm way better than an onion article.
You really are.
Well, we were talking about relationships,
mm-hmm.
owning people, and respecting yourself.
Boundaries.
Yeah.
That's autism, a big thing with me. Is boundaries.
Friend autism. Zone. Oh yeah. That's what it was.
The friend zone?
Friend zone. Yeah, we're going to have to agree to disagree. I think the friend zone is a killer, something to look mm-hmm. out for. You know, it's probably the reason why you're alone.
Oh! Shots fired. No, it might be.
If you think guys are better off starting off as friends, they're going to get a signal that says, she's not interested. She wants to be friends. And I want something more.
That's how it is, though. I do just want to be friends before I don't trust people anymore. Look, you're young. I'm not young.
I'm
bitter
anymore.
And jaded now.
Good. Let the hate flow through you.
I fight the hate, but it's, you know, sometimes it's there. You can't resist it. No, it's just, you know.
What do you mean you don't trust people anymore? Did you get cheated on or something? I mean,
no,
that whole expression, cheated on, it doesn't even exist in the worldview we're talking about because people don't own each other, so you can't be cheated on.
Right. No, not that at all. I never worry. I'm not the jealous type. It's not that. It's people a lot of times aren't who you think they are. They kind of put on a show and you know, as you get to know them, it's like, you're not who. I mean, we all do it. I'm sure that I do it in some ways.
So you're cautious. It sounds like you are afraid that people are not being authentic with you.
It's that, and it's also I'm afraid that people have an idea of who I am that isn't accurate as well, especially if I meet them on social media because of what I do. So people kind of have an image of me, and I will tell them because I like people to know up front what they're getting into. So I warn them and say, this is not, you know, I'm not like that.
Do you play a character on social media? Are you more exuberant than you are in real life or something?
No, not at all.
So why do you have to warn people that you're not who you project yourself as?
It's not really that. It's how they perceive me. They'll get kind of an idea of who I am, and I'll say. Because, see, who I am on social media is just me interacting with people, and it's usually talking about politics and liberty. Right.
You're being real. That's who you are.
Yes, exactly. But when it comes to relationships, I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not really the typical female.
You're a big liar.
I don't like to stereotype. No, it's not that. Not that at all. I just don't. I'm not into all the romantic stuff and, you know, like the sexting and the stuff the kids do now. It's not me.
Baloney, you're not into it.
I'm not. I'm really not. I swear. And sending pictures and all is just not my thing. So
that is a little stressful.
Disappointed.
Isn't that kind of annoying? I hate that. It's very common on Grindr, and I don't use Grindr much anymore. But occasionally, I'll if I'm in a new location, check to see who's around, what's going on. But the sexting, I'm bored with it. It's one style of conversation, and it doesn't really go very far, and it's not very interesting.
Right, it's not to me at all. Yeah, you know, I'm not a visual person, so I don't care about pictures. I want to know. I'm attracted to brains. Like, I want to know what's in your head. I want to know who you are. I want to know what you think about the world. You know, I want that. That's what gets me.
Yeah. Well, there's bodies everywhere. I mean, there's the whole internet to look at bodies, but
yes.
Like engaging with another person on a real level where they hear you and you're having a conversation about, you know, something that matters to both of you. That's love right there.
Right. Yeah. I want somebody to appreciate me. I always say that beauty fades and stupid or whatever other adjective lasts forever. I want to be liked for who I am and my intelligence, my quirks, whatever. I don't want it to be about looks.
I love that. I love that we found something good to end on. Beauty fades and stupid lasts forever.
Yes.
Until it's fired. This was fun.
This was fun.
Thanks for having a human moment with me tonight.
That's rare for me. You brought that out of me, so kudos to you.
Yeah. No more cyborg Lisa.
Exterior, right.
Am I out of the friend zone? My squarely...
You might be now.
Squarely in the friend zone. Well, I hope that you laugh this week at everything.